brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live into the third hour today. Thank you so much for joining us. I want to open the phones up specifically. If you are in the Aleutian Islands, where they're reporting that the radiation should be arriving right about now, or if you are in Japan trying to flee south or have any reports, or if you have family or in the military or you're in the military that have given you reports about preparations on the West Coast, the EPA says they are preparing with more radiation monitors, I guess, so they can get out in front of the story and tell people that increases in radiation set to hit the West Coast tomorrow are no big deal. I want to open the phones up. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're all in the same boat as our troops. Desert Storm 1 and 2. 1991, 2003 through 2011, DUs used every day, Afghanistan, Iraq. It's used in firing ranges all over the world. The Israelis are using it now, blowing back on them. This is insanity. And it's 100% admitted, 12 to 15 times, depending on which British or U.S. study it is, increase in cancers in areas of Fallujah where they use heavy DU, 4 times increase in our own troops. This is the psychopathic nature of the New World Order. And you heard the doctor saying that, you know, many believe they're doing this on purpose, but that they'll never admit that to him. And he travels in the top circles in Europe. He's on the top boards, in the government boards. They just laugh and giggle and snicker and enjoy themselves. Well, I happen to have the White House Science Czar's own documents talking about sterilizing us. I happen to know that they are mining sodium fluoride out of rock formations that have uranium and other isotopes, radium, you name it, and that that's being put in our water. And I told you that years ago, and had Dr. Conadon talking about it years ago, and now it's mainstream news. That, oh, we don't know. There was a cover-up of radiation in the water all over Texas and other states. Oh, the government didn't want you to know. Folks, they aren't just putting the fluoride in. They're putting uranium and other isotopes in your water. And in a way, this meltdown and these explosions is a wake-up call. We're already under this attack. It's already going on. They're building more reactors everywhere. In Canada, they announced yesterday they released a bunch of radiation into the lake that it's based on and then it cools from. And said, oh, don't worry, it's not much above normal background. Yeah, you put a Geiger counter over it, oh, that's only double or triple normal. Yeah, but if you drink it, it sits there. It gets in your bones. It gets in your liver. It gets in your thyroid. It gets in your limbic system. It gets in your lungs. And you cannot deny sperm counts in every industrialized nation are plunging, 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 plunging. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. We will get you up on the air to discuss these issues. I want to hear what you have to say if you're in Japan. If you're in the Aleutian Islands, set to be hit today, if you can get through, if you run a radiation detection system in a university or private corporation, we're posting videos of people with radiation detectors that are part of organizations that hook into the web to track these, and they're already showing increases on the West Coast, moderate, you know, doubling, quote, from safe background level. I don't know if that's accurate. We're trying to track it all at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're trying to do the best job we can, but your phone calls specifically on those issues coming up on the other side of this quick break, 1-800-259-9231. And obviously, we'll probably have to go into overdrive again today as all of this unfolds. This is such a serious time to be alive and to see the fallout from this, the media cover-up, the Pentagon on site, all over the place, in Japan, in the Pacific. They know what's going on. They know what's being released. The Japanese won't release it. USA Today confirmed what we told you yesterday today. The Japanese are covering up the radiation meters. I mean, this is, we don't know what's happened. We know it's bad with all those explosions and fires.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, I want to commend our audience. I gave the number out 5 minutes ago for only people in Japan or folks that have military information on what the military is preparing to do, or folks in the Aleutian Islands. USA Today, New York Times, all reporting confirming what we said yesterday. The Japanese are not releasing Geiger counter data. We know it was double, triple, or quadruple before. They don't want to show 10, 20, 30 times if it's melted down what's really happening there. That's confirmed. It's also confirmed that they're estimating NOAA, the National Weather Service, is predicting that the first radiation that's lower from just the smaller problems last Friday will be reaching Southern California tomorrow via the wind streams, and not just the jet stream, but the trade winds below it and the surface winds. Hopefully most of it will go in the ocean, but we're going to be here tracking all this live. But I commend the listeners. I said, only if you have intel or you're in Japan, call in. We only got one caller. So again, open phones for those who've got radiation detectors on the West Coast who are planning to track this. Have you gotten higher levels? Are you in Japan? Do you have family in Japan? 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air right now. And Ron in California hung up. Ron, you were fine. You had a military source in your family that you were going to fill us in on what they'd said. I wasn't criticizing. I was saying I'm glad that you'd called. It's people with specific information. Here's somebody else I want to open the phone up for. Folks in Australia, because the winds move also southerly, And for a whole day, they were blowing south. And the Aussies are freaking out because the Japanese have such a history of covering things up. I want to get your take on what your media is saying there. I got emails and saw comments by Aussies, folks there in Australia, saying your media is basically, though, trying to spin it like it's no big deal. Some of the media is being more honest about it. 1-800-259-9231, and I'll widen the field for folks to call in. If you're a nuclear physicist or work in plants or have comments about the explosions and fires that we've seen, and now the Japanese saying they may have to abandon hope that they may not be able to cool these things down, other reports saying they haven't lost hope, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Let's go to Chris in Hawaii, also in the path. Chris, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just was searching the local news, and I saw Hawaii USPS checks Japan mail for radiation. The first paragraph says, U.S. Postal Service in Hawaii has begun checking mail arriving from Japan after mail in San Francisco and New York showed low levels of radiation, UPS officials said. So I just wanted to call you guys and turn you on to this story.
Yes, sir. Bloomberg did report 2 hours ago that flights from Tokyo into Dallas and into Chicago, O'Hare and DFW, both had radiation in the planes and on the people and their baggage, and they just released them. And, I mean, that's the time to confiscate their bags and say, sorry, this is going to a nuclear waste dump. Sorry, we're not going to let you take it home to your family and your kids and your neighbors or in the taxi cab. The planes are getting contaminated. They're also reporting NBC reporters have been contaminated. And the answer is, don't put them in scrubbers. Don't put them in decontamination facilities for their own health. Put them in where they scrub down with soap and water and get it all off of them, and then they blast that out. No, just send it on into America. Bring it on in, because radiation isn't bad. See, if they start acting like that radiation could be dangerous, then they have to admit there's a danger, see?
Yes, it's very scary, Alex.
Now, we do have those reports. Anything else, Chris?
No, I'm just I'm on the Big Island of Hawaii and just watching that jet stream, and it's pretty worrisome. They're not telling us anything here. Civil defense, you know, there's no local rad detectors here. You know, I got one in the mail coming, but, you know, the, live in Hawaii, stuff takes 4, 5, 6 days to get here, and now.
Well, you heard what the chemical physicist was explaining, and what Dr. Bob Bowman explained, 3 degrees in physics, and what countless other experts have said, like Dr. Doug Rocky, also a physicist, former head of the Pentagon's program on it, that even a doubling is super dangerous because if you breathe it in, but the media is spinning it like it's no big deal.
Anything, and you know, people in Hawaii, man, nobody's awake here. I was stocking up weeks before this, and then this hit, and I'm glad. I just want to thank you for waking me up because, you know, I get my food and water, and I'm ready to go get plastic for my windows. I don't know. You know, the jet stream looks like this weekend it's going to kind of spin around Hawaii from what I see. But, who knows, you know, we don't have the info, and I just want to thank you for keeping us informed, man.
Well, sir, I appreciate your call, and I'm not trying to gripe at you, but everybody who calls in needs to kill their radio or it becomes a distraction. Again, headlines here, radiation found at DFW O'Hare. This is all up on Infowars.com. Brought over by airline passengers, detectors installed at LAX. Radiation spurs fears around food. Despair turning to anger in Japan. That's also all up on the Drudge Report. And also they're reporting that some of the mail coming into the West Coast has tested positive for radiation. Continuing, no home, no help, no hope. Now Japan's despair turns to anger. Tempers fray as homeless wait for food and medicine. As folks are saying, they're now 6 days into this with no evidence of being given any type of help. Again, I've specifically asked for callers on the issues that we've been covering, but no one has called in with specific intel, so I'll open the phones up completely with any comments, questions, or points you have, or if you want to point out any other news that we've not been covering with the economy, the stock market, the Middle East, the police state, while we've been focused on the radiation cloud ongoing, boiling out of Fukushima, coming our way, 800-259-9231. Dr. Bob Bowman hasn't joined us in a couple of days. He'll be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour to give us his expert analysis on the deteriorating situation. KITV television reporting, Hawaii, USPS checks Japan mail for radiation. San Francisco, New York centers find low levels. Of course, they said for 2 weeks that Chernobyl was low level. And they said for a lot longer than that, there was no big deal from Three Mile Island. And we now know that that was a lie. The U.S. Postal Service in Hawaii has begun checking mail arriving from Japan after mail in San Francisco and New York showed low levels of radiation, USPS officials said. Hawaii USPS spokesman Duke Gonzalez said there has been no mail in Honolulu found with radiation yet. The Customs and Border Patrol in Honolulu is helping to ensure that the mail is screened properly, he said. But in Dallas and in Chicago, they just go ahead and send it on through. Now, I've looked at the jet stream. And there's different bands of it, but the main jet stream going over Japan loops up in one piece by Alaska down. Another part of it goes over by California. And looking at the map, if they're saying it's supposed to hit California tomorrow, Alaska's a lot closer. And maybe it's true what the television stations reported yesterday, that they picked up radiation, but it was low level, don't worry. But then in the article said, well, it isn't here yet, but we think it'll be low level. I mean, all very, very suspicious. We'll continue to watch this as it unfolds. Michael in New York says he disagrees, so we'll skip Josh and Birch and go to them in a moment. Michael, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi there. I wanted to talk about HAARP a little bit. I mean, I understand the concern about, you know, what's going to happen immediately now, but nobody really knows what this HAARP does. And we've had our own earthquakes here in Arkansas, and with all the birds dropping out of the air right before they had their earthquakes. And then the entire Pacific plate has had activity around it except California. And I just think that we need to be talking a little more about HAARP and what exactly does it do.
Well, ma'am, you may not have heard our broadcast, Michelle. Sorry if I called you Michael. I'm looking across the room here at the names. But we have covered HAARP a lot over the years. We sell videos and books by Dr. Nick Begich on it. I've interviewed the head, the director of HAARP. We know that it is involved in weather modification and reportedly manipulating the magnetic field of the Earth. But we know March 11th, on Friday, that hours before the mega tsunami and earthquake, a huge solar flare, one of the biggest ever recorded, directly hit the Earth. That is the magnetic energy from it, hit the Antarctic, and even mainstream news was predicting earthquakes from it. And we have the moon. And we've had an astrophysicist on, who's Piers Corbin, saying he believes the two things together, clearly the moon, and when it's closer, you have higher tides, you know, higher waves, and it also pulls magma bulging towards the moon with its gravity. And so Piers Corbin, who's highly respected, has an incredible prediction rate of over 85% a year out on severe weather, believes it was the combo of the moon being close and that solar flare that caused it. I mean, it wasn't HAARP that caused Pompeii 2,000 years ago. It wasn't HAARP that caused Krakatoa, you know, 80-something years ago to go off. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
No, I understand that. I know you've covered it in the past, but what I meant was just, you know, talking about HAARP in relation to this disaster. That's, you know, what I'm saying.
Well, you must have missed me reading Secretary of Defense William Cohen in 97 in Army Times admitting that there are governments with earthquake weapons. But, yes, I think we should talk about it more. In fact, that's a great guy to get on. Let's get Dr. Nick Begich on the next few days. Let's get him on tomorrow or on the Sunday broadcast. He's a great guy to have on. To talk about that. Thank you, Michelle, for pointing that out. We do need to cover that more. You're right. We will start looking into it more. I'm mainly looking at the fallout. I got children. You know, you get older, you don't really care about yourself too much. You get resigned to death. I enjoy life, but you know what? It's coming, so gut up and kind of like jumping off a railroad trestle 300 feet into the water. You just gut up and know it's coming, and we're all got to jump someday. We're all going to die. My little babies, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very upset for them.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF Shower Filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass Spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The sun is going to burn into a cinder.
And the sun is going to burn into a cinder.
Before the radioactive half-life ends.
Before we ever pass this way again.
And we're going to ride.
And we're going to ride.
We're going to ride. Jack.
Ride like a one-eyed jack of diamonds.
With the devil close behind,
we're gonna ride.
Man, it's hard to turn off the highway, but we got to do it to go back to your calls. On screen is the Drudge Report, and he is directly linked, of course, to the New York Times. Plume to hit U.S. Friday, not normal, but not dangerous. Got to love that doublespeak. Got to absolutely love it in your face. And we, of course, reported this days ago. Sinus project path of radiation plume. I'll be going over more of that with Dr. Bob Bowman in a moment. But you better watch what food you get. A lot of it gets shipped in from Asia. A lot of it gets shipped in from Hawaii, wherever this radiation plume goes. And while we're taking calls, I'm going to put that map of the first 10 days after the 1986 Chernobyl disaster. And even the New York Times here admits they estimate a million people have died from complications of what happened from Chernobyl. That's the New York Times meteorologist from NOAA estimating the plume. And then we'll put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. You can find it all at InfoWars.com if you're a radio listener. The actual readings and the graph from Chernobyl. We'll put that one up next. Let's go ahead from to the calls and talk to Lou in Illinois. Just got back from Japan. Lou, they report that planes coming in to the Chicago airport O'Hare had radiation in them and on the people in the bags. I wonder if you were one of those people.
I absolutely was not, Alex. I was fortunate enough to get out of there just in time. My friends that I'm speaking with in Chiba now are saying that they are being affected immediately, you know, vomiting, red faces, red spots on their arms and legs all over the area.
Well, let me stop you. Let me stop you. I'm going to have to hold you over. Lou, excuse me. We know they're not showing the readings for hundreds of miles around it, which is a super scary indicator. Again, USA Today admits a cover-up. You're saying you got back, you're talking to friends. Tell us as much as you can where they're located, what they're telling. Because if they're having instant effects, that means super high radiation, and we're going to start seeing deaths. This is horrible news. You've got the floor.
Thank you very much, and I'm going to try and speak as briefly as I can about it. Just from what I'm hearing from the few people I'm talking to, in the Chiba, Japan area and the surrounding area that's east of Tokyo, and then obviously north is where everything went down, people are experiencing these sort of these red blotches on their skins, vomiting, all these symptoms which are like flu-like, and it's widespread. This isn't just like one or two people. From what I'm understanding from my friends out there, and I can't, you know, I'm not there, and there is a language barrier, but I do know them, that they are receiving that kind of, a mass effect already. They're already receiving this. And then after that, I'd like to go into the fact that there was a secret shipment of nuclear bomb material from Europe to Japan in 1999. Greenpeace had released this information.
Now, that was from mainly France, and it was enough, they reported, to run Japan for several hundred years or to build over 10,000 bombs or warheads, I remember, and then a bunch of countries wouldn't let it sail through their waters in the triple-hull tankers.
Yes, it's this MOX mixture, which is actually weapon-grade plutonium, and that is the entire thing in the big, you know, thing that blows the cover off this. You can look this up. I can send the whole thing. Greenpeace did the PDF.
No, I remember that. Send it to showtips at InfoWars.com. But I was on the air in 99. I remember the big hubbub over the ship from France to Japan.
Yeah, and that, to me, was just enough to really blow the top off this entire thing. And then, you know, thank you and God bless you for what you're doing for the American people, because it's all indoctrination, and people have to get off the mainstream. They have to look.
Well, Lou, hold on. I'm just doing my job. Don't thank me. When we come back, Bowman's going to be on, but I want him to hear what you have to say briefly. You're talking to your friends by email, by phone. They say they're getting radiation sickness. We need to hear specifically, even names if you can give it, because we need to get a report out confirming this, and I'm going to do something else. I'm going to, unfortunately, we'll take your numbers and call you back. I'm going to clear the phone lines except for Josh for only Japanese callers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Okay, Dr. Bob Bowman is our guest for the next 30 minutes, perhaps a little bit in the next hour. We're going into Station Overdrive here. I am going to open the phones up only for people in Japan. They are not reporting. We reported this yesterday. USA Today confirmed Japan in two of the states, the prefectures, are not reporting the radiation levels. It is a cover-up. The Pentagon knows what's going on. That's a cover-up. We have a devastatingly scary call from Lou in Illinois that just got back from Japan. He is saying that his friends there, via email and Skype calls, or tell us in specific ways, are reporting to him that they're getting the radiation sickness, the vomiting, the red spots. That's exactly what we would expect from serious exposure. I want Dr. Bob Bowman to hear, A, the area southeast of Fukushima where you're getting these reports, what your friends are telling you, specifically so that he can comment. And then we're going to, while we talk to Dr. Bob Bowman, put the number out. Now, many people can't call on a regular landline from Japan to a toll-free number, which is 1-800-259-9231. Do not call that number unless you're from Japan. Here is the regular landline number. It'll be on your dime, but we'll go right to you. Dr. Bowman understands. He can listen to you and comment and analyze it. If you're seeing radiation sickness or if you are living elsewhere in Japan and confirming reports by friends or family, here is the number, Japan. Dial your country access code to the United States and then 651-695. And, guys, give me the U.S. country code. John, get that and add that here, please. That's 651-695-7777. 651-695-7777. Again, Japan. 651-695-7777. And the military has a duty to not follow unlawful orders. You have a responsibility to contact Congress, to contact the media, and to tell them what your meters are picking up. We know the ships ran away Monday when Fukushima number 3 blew sky high, the Max Core plutonium-based reactor. 651-695-7777, Japan. Call us. Get through. Calling Japan from Texas. Help us get this out so we can get you help and break the cover up. 651-695-7777. Or if you can get through on Skype, 800-259-9231. We just wiped the phone lines except for Lou. They have reported flights in out of Tokyo, do have radiation into O'Hare. They're letting them go with the bags, with everything, even though there's radiation. We're talking to Dr. Bob Bowman here in just a moment. He's waiting in the wings via video Skype from his home in Florida. Former head of the Star Wars program, 3 degrees in nuclear physicist, in nuclear physics. But I wanted you to give a report, Lou, to Dr. Bowman. Take your time, exactly who these friends are, where you were in Japan, what they're now telling you about the radiation sickness for Dr. Bowman. Take your time. You got 3 minutes. Earlier you wanted to hurry because you know time is, your intel is key. Report to Dr. Bowman who's listening right now.
I was in Chiba area of Japan, and I was there for setting up martial arts studios or helping a friend who I would like to remain named anonymous because their government is they're indifferent. You know, they work and they're very dedicated to their government. So I don't know if they would be willing to come forward about this, but there is a very high amount of integrity in what I'm saying because the people that the information is coming from are highly dedicated martial arts students. Okay. My face is red. I'm feeling, you know, like I've gotten sunburn or splotches on their leg, red splotches, areas, hands going numb, earaches, vomiting, big, gigantic headaches. You know, these type of things are what I'm hearing from friends of friends of friends of entire groups of people, and they're concerned that maybe it's the stress, maybe it's the barometric pressure, maybe it's something else. And I'm trying to come up with more hopeful thought than, oh, you know, you're radiation poison, and be positive with them. Not that I would want to lie to them, and I want them to know the truth and whatever precautionary actions they could take. However, you know, these are the symptoms that I'm being reported to from a small, you know, this is a microcosm group of people. I can't claim that, you know, this is happening everywhere, but from the people that I am talking to, they are absolutely receiving, you know, splotches all over their bodies, numbness, vomiting, redness of the face, earaches, headaches, flu-like symptoms. And, you know,
Okay, please continue reporting to Bowman. Sorry, go ahead. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
No, that's pretty much it. It's a very small area. It's a, you know, this isn't hundreds of people. This is several dozen people, you know, and I think it's big news because it does show, you know, that there are people out there with these type of symptoms. And I didn't want to say that. And so I went and looked up at myself what the specifics are of radiation poison or how fast you can be affected by that because, you know, maybe they're just having delusions or they're upset or they're, you know, you see this place and it's the devastation around you. You could have an anxiety attack, which makes you think that as well. So they're, you know, I'm trying to give them hope, but at the same time, there are tons and tons of people, you know, dozens of people from friends that I know that are complaining of very similar symptoms, redness, numbness, flu-like, vomiting, all this stuff that's going on. Is that a possibility, or are they, you know, just kind of freaking out is my whole question to them, really. You know, I don't know, but this is what they're telling me.
Okay, let me ask this. How far are they from the reactor?
Okay, we're looking at Chiba, Japan is south, so an actual mile, if I were to Google Earth that, just to look, I mean, Fukushima is north. We are looking at a scale of 200 miles would be my estimate, which is it's east. Chiba is east, exactly east of Japan. Or what? Yeah, it's east of Tokyo, I'm sorry.
Okay, so it's east of Tokyo, sort of on the coast.
Sort of on the coast, but inside it's like a little Florida type of peninsula.
Okay, well, my answer to you is I'm not surprised, and I'm not a medical doctor, but I'm afraid that sounds exactly like radiation sickness. And it's not surprising considering the level of radiation that has come out of that plant and the distance that they are. Now, you know, if I was getting this report from somebody in Illinois, I would say it's psychosomatic. Your fears are getting the best of you. It can't be radiation sickness. But coming from there, I'd say it almost certainly is, I'm afraid.
Yes, and then, of course, I went into a conversation with Alex about this Greenpeace speaking about this weapon-grade plutonium that these particular reactors have, and there's no question about it that this is, you know, the difference in this and Chernobyl. It's, you know, it's Chernobyl's on steroids. So this doesn't surprise me, and I'm very concerned because of the kindness. These are the most wonderful, most respectful people. I mean, you don't even know respect until you visit the country and see how they treat each other, and it sickens me.
And then
to think that it's going to come to America, and just like Alex said with the children, and, you know, does it blow up to Chicago too? I mean, what are they? I mean, the mass effect of this, you know, this is big. And I'm just, you know, if they're feeling that already, there is absolutely some type of evidence. And, you know, this is several dozen people. It's not the world. Though a microcosm, we're still looking at, you know, evidence here that, hey, you know, there is something happening out there, and it's a lot more than we think. And, you know, I thank them for the information, but they're in my hopes and prayers every minute that I could pray, you know, for him, because this is, it's serious. You know, I wouldn't have made this call if I didn't think this was serious.
Yeah. Well, I can assure you that a similar thing is not going to happen in Chicago. Radiation dissipates with the cube of the distance. And so there is an enormous difference between 200 miles and 6,000 miles. The difference is like 270,000. So,
but have we, and I apologize for interrupting you, sir, but do we have this kind of information on this type of plutonium, or this specifically, have we ever, I mean, do we know, do the American people even know the repercussions of this? Do we have any data to go by to say that that's absolute, you know, with the potency of this particular type of uranium?
Well, the fears come when some of that, particularly in the MOX reactor, where you have a mixture of uranium oxide and plutonium oxide. The plutonium, if it gets caught up in the jet stream and carried all the way across the ocean to the United States and particles fall out, it's possible to breathe one of those particles in. And in that case, there is a good chance that sometime in the next 50 years, you're going to come down with cancer. But there is essentially no chance, from what I know, of anyone in the United States coming down with radiation sickness, splotches, nausea, vomiting, headaches, that kind of thing. There just isn't enough radiation by the time it gets to the United States to do that.
Well, Dr. Bowman, let me just interject here for a moment specifically. And, Lou, I appreciate your phone call. God bless you. Undoubtedly, they're not giving us radiation levels, and we've seen four of the plants explode, several of them sky high. There's 600,000 spent fuel rods. We now know many of them were contained on top of the facilities that blew up, that there's a huge cover-up. The Pentagon has readings. They know what's going on. They're not saying anything. Yeah. A lot of experts are in the news saying this may have already gone Chernobyl. They admit that two of the containment facilities have been breached. They're talking about radiation levels so high they may pull out all of the relief effort with the Fukushima 50, who say they're willing to die and that they may die. I mean, if this is indeed going on, this looks like it could be bigger than Chernobyl, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I've been saying that for a number of days, that it could be bigger than Chernobyl. For the people of Japan, it is absolutely catastrophic. And the winds, the low-level winds can be fickle, and they can turn where they're generally blowing from west to east. They can turn and blow from the north to the south toward Tokyo, and they've done that on occasion already for brief periods. And so the people in Tokyo are at risk of radiation sickness and death from this. So I don't want to minimize this, because to the people of Japan, it is probably worse than Chernobyl already. And the area around the plant may never be habitable again. But I do say that the people of the United States should not panic and go out and start taking iodine pills, because it's a waste and it's damaging to your thyroid. The use for those pills is when you know that you have been exposed, and that's the time to take those pills. When you're in danger of radiation sickness, the iodine pills cannot prevent you from inhaling a radioactive particle that over a period of years can give you cancer. Iodine pills can't help with that. All iodine can do is keep the radioactive stuff from getting into your thyroid and causing immediate radiation sickness and death. The iodine can be helpful for that. So you have to understand when it's called for and when it isn't, and not get clanked up. Now, the people in the Aleutian Islands in Alaska are more vulnerable than we are in the continental United States. Hawaii, unless the jet stream dips unusually, may escape most of it. So you really don't know, but yes, it's probably worse than Chernobyl. But Chernobyl caused enormous consequences in Eastern Germany and in Finland and in areas that initially didn't expect to be hit, because they were west of Chernobyl, not east of Chernobyl. But they did get affected. The fallout from these freak lower level winds, and any little higher low can do that. The fallout got into the grass in Finland and affected, you know, reindeer and all that. It got into the mushrooms and so forth, and the wild hogs in Germany ate them, and their meat became radioactive. One thing we have to be concerned about is the food chain in the ocean and how the radioactive particles that fall out into the ocean, and I think most of it will, can possibly get into the food chain and up to the fish that we eat. Now, that may not happen, but I'm not familiar with the mechanisms of the food chain and how that radioactivity can get to them, but there is a possibility.
Dr. Bob Bowman, stay there. Can you ride shotgun with us a little bit in the next hour and take calls from Australia and Japan? Okay, good. He says he can. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break, going into overdrive in the fourth hour today. If your AM and FM doesn't carry it, Infowars.com, PrisonBlinded.tv to watch and listen. We'll be right back.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Hello, Atsugi. Captain Gardner here. It is 13:40 on Thursday afternoon, St. Patty's Day, and I got some news that needs to get out. I know there's been a lot of rumors going on, and I'm here to probably confirm some of those rumors. So I just got out of a VTC with Commander of Naval Forces Japan, and I'm going to tell you, the President of the United States has authorized a military-assisted voluntary departure of dependents from Japan. So what does that mean? That means within the next 24 hours, there will be Air Force cargo, Air Force passenger airplanes landing here at Atsugi and taking first women and children out of here, most likely over to Korea for 1 or 2 days, and then for further transfer to some other place, whether that's the United States or that part of it has not come through with the plan yet. So the first phase of the equipment is going to be Pacific Air Force aircraft. They're going to fly into Narita and fly into Yokota, and they're going to fly into Atsugi, and we're going to take family members out of here. Estimate about 10,000 a day that we can get out through all three of those sites. The president also authorized CRAF 1 and 2. So that would be the next phase. CRAF is taking civilian airliners, flying them into these spaces.
That's a Navy address. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So we're now getting the women and children first, Dr. Bowman.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
I tell you, watching those explosions and the hundreds of thousands of fuel rods and the smoking and the fires still ongoing, as a nuclear physicist, as a combat pilot, as a former head of the Star Wars program, what would you do if you were President Obama right now? Would you be doing NCAA basketball picks on TV?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I would be doing that he's not doing. I think getting the women and children out of Japan is a good idea. I would go further than that. Any military personnel in Japan that can't assist in the relief effort and in taking care of survivors, they should be pulled out too. As a matter of fact, of course, my position for a long time is that we ought to bring home all our troops from the 700 bases we have around the world and give the bases all back. After 66 years, I think it's time to end the occupation of Germany and Japan and use our military to protect our borders and our people, period, and quit having this overseas empire, which puts our troops at risk. But don't get me wrong. Since they're there, using them to actually help the people of Japan, I'm all for that.
But we don't see that happening.
We're around there to be part of the empire building.
Sure. But, Doctor, we're seeing a pullout. That certainly signifies that things have deteriorated.
Of course they have.
He looked pretty shook up when he was on there. You couldn't see the video, but the viewers could, and the listeners can go see it on Infowars.com. He looked like he was trying to control himself and like he was hiding something.
Well, not surprising.
Dr. Bowman, stay there. Calls from Australia straight ahead. Japan, are you experiencing radiation sickness? Are you vomiting? Is your skin getting red? Country code 00100411 651-695-7777. We'll be right back. Fourth hour straight ahead.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.